What's going on, everybody? It's Woody, and it is Friday before New Year's Eve, and this is going to be the seated commentary for 35 Volume 4, which is audios 22 through 28 of the 35 Project. So after this, I've got one volume left, and that volume is going to be mostly the collaboration. So you know, this one is, it's a little, all of them have been pretty different. So I'm very happy with basically everything. It's a little bit over an hour for this one. And I think, I'm trying to think, like three of them are are three unscripted? Well, let's just go through all of them from start to finish. We'll start with the one that I think is up first, which is Ellipse Sex. And this is really, you know, the most basic concept that you can come up with when it comes to an audio idea. Basically, when you're recording a script, there's all these things that are running through your head, you know, in terms of like thoughts and process. There's a difference, I think, between recording a script where you actually perform and then recording a script where you just like read it and not perform. And I've certainly done both as part of the things that I've done with GWA so far. With this one, what I wanted to do is basically talk about the dichotomy between external monologue, you know, what you hear from my voice, and then the internal monologue, which is running through my head basically at all times. So like right now, you know, I'm just sitting down and I'm thinking about how cold my toes are. I'm thinking about how hungry I am and if the sound of my stomach is going to be picking up in the audio. And I was like, well, why wouldn't you want to apply to that to like a fantasy type situation, you know, like a role play or like describing a dirty talks type situation? But the guy is, you know, the character who's doing the talking, the external monologue guy, is always affected by the internal monologue to the point that he doesn't get to the situation that he wants to as quickly as he'd like. So, it was really fun to record it, and I didn't really elaborate on my production notes, but basically I recorded it in three parts. I recorded the narrative part, the external monologue with a microphone, and then the internal monologue separately before we got to the, you know, the halfway point. So spoilers if you haven't listened to it already. At the halfway point, basically the internal monologue gets like muffled because the sensation, you know, and the fantasy is basically overtaking in terms of the reality. So then the third part is me basically climaxing it with a muffled voice. So I thought conceptually it was a good idea, and then I layered my voice at the end to make it sound really good. Basically all my stuff is kind of weird, and I'm okay with that. I mean, there's going to be people who get drawn into that sort of thing, but then there are other people who are just like, okay, well, you know, moving on. I think this is a lot more, it opened me up to a lot more vulnerability, because I know I'm good at scripted stuff. I feel confident in what I'm able to write for myself. I'm not really comfortable with other people's scripts yet, and that'll probably change, but who knows? It's still early. It's way early for me. But at least in terms of vulnerability, I was talking about. Oh, because it speaks to my need to, you know, or my desire to, you know, want to be good at what's the word? Impromptu, you know, like dirty talk, just like this person does and the character does. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I don't know for sure. I'm not gonna dwell on it too much because, you know, in the end, it came out okay. So. So that's Ellipse Sex. Next up, which is polar opposite from that, is Pun to 100, which again, like super meta. The whole point is that I wanted to do something 1 to 100, but I didn't want to do just, I say one and then I do something. It's like, no, let's make it clever. So of course I'm going to go, since I like puns, I go pun to 100. So I put a post up on Backstage about 3 weeks ago. It was just like, hey, do you have puns for me? I want to use it for this project and blah, blah, blah. Tell me what your puns are. And I got a few people to respond. Actually, 10 people responded. So thank you to the 10 people that responded. I gave you a shout out in the Reddit, in the production notes, basically. And then I interspersed. I didn't want to cheat and look up puns, which is really easy. I mean, you just go online and be like, oh, I'm going to look for puns, and people make puns all the time, you know what I mean? But the challenge was trying to come up with 100 of my own. I'm not kidding. This list took me like sitting down and focusing on it, you know, off and on for like 2 weeks. So it took a long time to basically get all these puns together, but I did it, you know, and I'm happy to do it. And then the fun part is that once you get done with it, you can enjoy the fruits of your labor, so to speak. So that was fun. I put the list together, and then yeah, I mean, I wasn't too concerned about how long it was going to take me to get through the list, but 1 to 100s are really fun, and I'm glad I did it, and hopefully put a fun spin on it. You enjoyed listening to it and laughing with me, and thanks again to the contributors who gave their puns so willingly to me. So I don't have a pun to give you back. So in this audio, I don't. The next one is Slick Quickie, which is again just a. I mean, it is what it is. And I want to say though, I think that, you know, this time of year, the holidays and stuff, I'd done a lot of scripted stuff, and I had had a few script ideas that I had wanted to fit in, but I couldn't get the motivation to basically do it. And so instead, it was like, well, I still want to contribute something, and then. So what's something I haven't done before, and you know, kind of put the pressure on me as well. Weirdly enough, this I think I recorded Slick Quickie about a week ago, and I had a huge headache. It was like massively bad, and I was like, maybe this will take the headache away. For those of you guys who don't know, like when you get headaches, it's usually because there's like I think it's called vasodilation, but it basically takes place in your head and your like you know cranium sort of thing, and. The reason why medicines like Excedrin work so well, or the reason why coffee works so well to help wake you up and alleviate some of that tension, is because caffeine's a natural, what is it? It's the opposite of constriction. It alleviates the constriction that you would feel as a result of vasodilation. I want to say that that's the case. Nurses, if I'm way wrong about that, then I've been telling people wrong for years. But long story short, I had a headache and I was like, well, I had a headache. I was time crunched and I was like, well, I'm going to try it, you know, and I recorded it and it actually turned out really good. I mean, relatively speaking, obviously, all orgasms are good, but this one was pretty enjoyable. And the more, I think the most fun is that, you know, we kind of put on airs sometimes about like, you know, comparisons to others. And I just kind of felt it was really, I felt really happy that I was just able to kind of relax, be myself, and just kind of let go in the moment. So that was what that was about. So Slick Quickie. Next up are two chapters from Sucker Punch. We have chapter 4, which is the Wanda Widower job interview with listening always and insert name TBD, insert name here TBD, I should say. And basically, like, you know, their contribution to it was kind of, I hadn't had anything other than like solo performances underneath the narration. So that was an interesting thing. Obviously, a script is part of the story, but more importantly, like I had to basically explain, you know, using previous chapters as reference, like here's what it's going to look like or sound like, and here's what I hope basically happens. So it was neat because I actually got to bounce between the two characters pretty well. And Listening Always and Insert both did wonderful with their performances. I think that they bring the right dose of humor, and it's actually really great to know that that humor kind of worked in the story scenario and really representing what I was trying to go with this project all along with the Dirty Fairy Tale project, which is just to say silly stuff and have the performers of GWA behind it in terms of like characterization, like hearing their regular their normal voices, but also like embodying the characters that they're like performing. So shout out to them as well. And then chapter 5 is Eunice Edwards' Sudden Silence, and that is a performer Clumsy but Earnest. Hi Clumsy, and want to say thanks to Clumsy as well for contributing. That, you know, same as the other one, we had two performers in chapter 4. In this one, we have two plungies in chapter 5. So I basically was like, well, let's do a breath play one. You know, how are we going to get around it? Well, you put put an extra plungy into the envelope, and it's like, oh, surprise. But of course, Eunice doesn't know that. She just thinks that, oh my goodness, there's two people. Oh, this is the surprise that Simone is referring to in the index card. I like the little touches and flourishes that I added in the script, and I think that the performance really shows, like, how fun it can be to basically, have two friends instead of one. So again, I like the idea, and I think that Clumsy did a great job bringing that out in her performance. The last one I'm going to talk about is the tunics for Hottie Next Door, and I called it what did I call it? The Watch. That's right. Because there's a few reasons why I called it the Watch. There's the kind of the recurring heartbeat, and I'm a big heart guy for some insane reason. Like, the sexiest thing that I feel sometimes is somebody's heartbeat, just when it, knowing that it beats, for me, or that it's beating in general as well. To have that connection, to put my hand on somebody's heart and just to feel it beating is something really special, and something that you just can't modify. So I built this, this tunex around that philosophy that, your heartbeat is going to indicate how much you desire the other person. And I think Hottie really shows in her performance, in her narration, which she had posted to GWA a few months ago, but it's phenomenal. She basically talks about the different aspects of desire and what she likes to see and what she feels and experiences when she's watching somebody, and when she sees them, how it manifests kind of inside. And I think too, the thing that I appreciated when I reached out to her, I was like, well, what kind of, I do this all the time when I do tunex. Well, what kind of music do you want? What kind of music do you like? I really wanted to go with more of an air of mystery, because there's always this kind of, as you get to know somebody and as you work through the stages of attraction and desire and intimacy, like, there is a lot of mystery that basically gets revealed. And on the surface, it seems like the instrumental track or the track itself is sad, but in reality, it's more like, no, it's pushing, to the edge, over the edge of desire. Just as Hottie Next Door put in her, audio, it's pushing beyond the limitations of what we think we know about, where our hearts will go. And so the heartbeat really is sustained by that attraction, that desire. So thank you again for letting me use your voice, Hottie, and I hope you like your tunex. I hope everybody likes the tunex as well. So that is, for the most part, that is volume 4 of 35. Again, the last volume, volume 5 of 35, will probably be out in a few weeks. I've got, again, a lot more collaborations that I've got to basically put together. But for now, I really appreciate you listening to volume 4. It was a fun one to put together. It's more impromptu than the others. But again, like I said, they all kind of speak for something. And I have more secrets to reveal coming up in volume 5. But in between, I've got a few other things I'm going to be doing. So feel free to reach out, PM, or subscribe if you have any questions or thoughts that you want to share. And again, thank you very much for the listens and the positive comments. Take care, everybody.